Joining me right now is Vincent Boulat, the Artistic Director of Edmonton International Film Festival. How are you, Vincent?
Oh, I'm doing great. You know, it's the middle of Oscar season. I'm catching up on all the films that are nominated that I have to screen still. Even in this job, there's a few movies that you miss here and there.
So tell us, what's the buzz? What's happening? You guys are having an amazing, newsworthy event coming up.
Well, we're really, really excited because, as some listeners and maybe some patrons of IFE know, that every year IFE likes to share the Oscar-nominated shorts with our audience. It's an opportunity for us to sort of remind our audience after the hubbub of the festival every fall that we're still around planning the next one, and it's also a good opportunity for us to fundraise for our organization. IFE is a nonprofit. So fundraiser screenings like the Oscar shorts help us raise the operating costs that we need to bring Edmontonians the best film festival that we can in the fall.
So Edmonton International Film Festival has been around for 40 years. Tell me, what do you love about working with the organization?
I love it all. I love cinema, so it's always great to appreciate these films. But I think what I love most is being able to connect the community of Edmonton, be it the film lovers in Edmonton or the aspiring filmmakers or the established filmmakers in Edmonton, and connecting them with each other and connecting them with international filmmakers who come into our festival. The movies are great, but truly it's the community that we build every year that makes me enjoy it so much.
So tell me, this is the annual fundraiser, 15 short films. What can we expect? Because it's coming up soon, eh?
It is. So we are across 3 dates. They are all at Metro Cinema, at the Garner Theater at Metro Cinema. So this is really exciting. It's a beautiful historic theater. We've done the Oscar shorts in this venue for 3 or 4 years in a row now, and we just love it. It's such a great atmosphere and ambiance to lend to the screenings. But this year you can expect, same as always, we're going to have 3 categories. We'll be sharing our animated shorts first on March the 8th at 7 p.m., and that's Sunday. And then after those animated shorts, on the 11th of March, which is a Wednesday, we're going to be sharing the documentary shorts package. And then finally, on Friday, March 13th, we're going to be sharing the live action package. And what we can expect this year, I've noticed a few common themes, especially in the documentary category. This year feels like a year of urgency. A lot of these documentary shorts are talking about topics that are very relevant to us, maybe to the way we live our lives or the way that we interact with each other in society. These are maybe hot button issues, but important topics, I think, to acknowledge. And this year's crop of documentary shorts seems to really meet the moment.
It's Oscar season. Out of all the amazing films that is happening, what's your favorite film that you wish to win Best Cinema?
Oh, man. Well, I'll give 2 choices. I've got a favorite in the foreign language category that wasn't nominated for much else. But then I'll give the one that everyone, I would hope everyone wants to hear and is rooting for. But I really loved this film called Sirat. It's a Spanish-French film set in Morocco. I've tried to describe it to people as Mad Max meets Burning Man. This is an incredible work of art, one of the more ambitious, fascinating films that I saw in the last year. It was nominated for Foreign Language Film and Best Sound, and I hope it takes both. But I think for the big shebang for everybody, I'm like everyone else. I think I'm really torn between One Battle After Another and Sinners. I mean, both of these films really captured an audience. Sinners especially, I think, really got people excited about sort of this era of films where we could enjoy ourselves. Sinners, for its thematic resonance and for all that it has to say, at its core, it's purely entertaining. And you could say the exact same thing for One Battle After Another. For all the relevance that these films have, they're entertaining, and you want to go to the theater to see them. And that's something that I think the Oscars have missed and that audiences have missed, is you don't want to sit down and watch a stuffy 3-hour movie, even if it's great. Like I do, I love stuffy movies. But to have something that's entertaining, that can speak to everybody, I think is so, it democratizes the experience, and that's what I love. So I can't give an exact answer, but I'm rooting for One Battle After Another or Sinners. Both are fantastic.
I agree with you. Hopefully Sinners does win Best Cinema. That was Vincent, Artistic Director with Edmonton International Film Festival.